Blessings, my dears. This is episode 35 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. Today's class is about 40 minutes long, and it's an all-levels class. We do some really juicy heart-opening backbends. Our philosophical focus of this class is aparigraha, the yama dedicated to cultivating non-possessiveness. Now, I've been writing and talking about aparigraha quite a bit lately, and you can learn more about it at my blog, where I'm also in my last leg of the 30-day video blogging challenge. That's sunroseyoga.wordpress.com. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate your support, and I offer up this practice to you with deep gratitude. I just read the most wonderful tweet from Deepak Chopra, and I really feel like it's appropriate for this moment and how I feel about sharing this podcast with you. I make my vocation my vacation. I know that I am following my bliss when my work is an act of love and devotion. Every day is a joy to live. Now, I just love that. I actually have a little bit of embarrassing news. I have been giving out the wrong phone number for months, on accident. My Google Voice message line is actually 503-583-2599. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Please call. I update the outgoing message with something new all of the time. You don't even need to leave a message. You can just call to listen. You can also connect with me via email. I'm at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Yogini in the Hood. Or you can go to my website, sunroseyoga.com. Also, I have a teeny favor since my birthday is coming up in June. If you enjoy this podcast, could you please take a moment to write a review of it in iTunes? That would be outstanding. Thank you in advance. And so with that, I wish you peace on your path, love in your heart, and light in your eyes, until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Begin by bringing your body to a comfortable, beautiful seat. Someplace where the spine is free to lengthen, where you feel rooted to the earth. And today's practice is inspired by the yama aparigraha, which translates loosely to non-hoarding or non-coveting. And the translation from the Yoga Sutras that I really, really resonate with right now is as such: where there is firm conquest over covetousness, they who have conquered it wake up to the how and why of life. And so this sutra applies on multiple levels, as you imagine. On one hand, when we relinquish our desire for material things, we appreciate more fully the preciousness of this life, those oceans and universes in every detail. When we let go of the need to control our relationships, on the other hand, worlds open up. And further, when we step out of our self-consciousness and into expression, we are able to share our unique gifts with the world. And so this is truly a practice of letting go. In one of my favorite books, Meditations from the Mat, Rolf Gates likens aparigraha to letting go of what really isn't ours to begin with. And I like to take this one step further in the tantric philosophy or the tantric tradition by saying that our essence, our true self that shines when we let go, is less us, meaning our little self, our little human self, and more an expression of the divine that we allow to radiate when we, really our ego, step out of the way. And so on our mats, we see this oftentimes when we approach a posture with trepidation, when we think, oh, I don't know if I look pretty or perfect in this posture, or everyone else's hips are more open than mine, and we really worry about things like that. And I ask you in this practice to let go of those concerns, let go of what your small self, your individual self is worried about, and really open yourself up to shine. Let your true self, your divine nature, shine through in this practice. And so with that, let's bring our hands to our heart center. Breathe in fully, expanding through the body. As you breathe out, bow to your heart, committing to letting go, to not hoarding your experience in the postures and your experience in this life, and letting that true essence of yourself shine through. Slowly lift the head, lift the focus, and open the eyes. And we'll just begin with some gentle side stretches. Maybe bring your arms out to your sides gently and softly, and just begin to sway from side to side, sort of undulating, to open up the spine, open up through the hips, the mid and upper back, maybe moving the neck as well, opening up through there, just freeing up space, letting go of stagnation. We don't want to hold on to that either. Moving back and forth slowly, gently. Coming back to center and maybe extending both arms up overhead. And from here, again, moving the body from side to side, we bring a little more focus, a little more attention to our belly. Coming back to center, let's reach the fingertips way up high to the sky, root the seat into the earth, and then fold forward. Maybe walk the hands out onto the mat. Soften through the inner hips, soften through the outer hips. If your sitting bones come up off the floor, that's okay. Relax through the shoulders, relax through the face. We'll gently begin to walk ourselves back up to a nice tall seat, and we'll bring our hands to our heart. So as we talk about non-coveting and non-hoarding, I think of Lakshmi and the Lakshmi mantra of abundance. That is knowing all of these rich jewels that we already have, that already exist within us. And this goes Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. We'll repeat the mantra 3 times through. Deep breath in and out. And in. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha. Om. Release the hands to the earth. Roll onto the knees, bringing yourself to all fours, hands and knees, Chakravikasana. Index fingers are parallel with the long side of the mat. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine from seat to crown, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you exhale, curl the toes, lift the knees, and jackknife your hips to the sky. Hips extend high to the sky, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. And we'll just breathe and stretch here. Feel the spine lengthen, feel the body expand with the in-breath. And let go with each out-breath. Let go of that breath. Let go of that thought. Let go. Now, as we breathe in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands, lunging. Our right shin is vertical. You can bring the left knee to the earth if you'd like, or just stay on that left toe with the inner thigh lifting high to the sky in Anjaneya Asana. We'll extend our arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine, still square with the hips straight ahead. We'll take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, begin to twist to the right. Arms are energized. Inhale back to center, expanding through the fingertips, and exhale, twist to the left. Inhaling back to center. Let's take one more each side. Exhale, twist to the right, lengthening through the ribs. Inhale back to center. And with your exhalation, twist to the left. We'll inhale back to center. As you exhale, sweep the fingertips high to the sky. Reach up. Sink into the shoulders. Inhale, reach forward and down to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Full breath in here. Lengthen the back of the neck. The gaze shifts between the heart or toward the heart center or between the feet. With your next in-breath, step the left foot forward between your hands, helping it along if it doesn't want to go all that way, making sure the shin is vertical. Now you can either lower the right knee to the earth or keep that knee lifted, letting your inner thigh float high to the sky. Let's sweep the arms out to T and really energize through the hands. Spread the fingertips wide. Breath in here. As you breathe out, twist to the left. Extend your wingspan. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist to the right. Inhaling back to center, expanding. And we'll exhale and twist to the left. Maybe take it a little bit deeper. Inhale back to center. And exhale, twist to the right. Inhaling back to center. Exhale, reach the fingertips high to the sky. Lift through the heart center. Inhale, reach the hands forward and down. And take a long, luxurious exhalation back to downward facing dog. Wiggle the hips from side to side. Feel the space between each vertebra. Feel the space between each rib. With your next inhalation, step the right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower our left heel to the floor and come up to a standing position. Your right knee is bent, your left leg is straight and strong, and the hips are squaring themselves toward the front of your mat, out past your right big toe. We're pressing into the outside edge of our left foot, so the pinky toe side of that foot, and really connect the heel to the earth. You'll feel a lift through the arch as you do so. Draw your right ribs back, press your left ribs forward, and feel freedom through the low back as you expand from your hips to your armpits. Lengthen through there. The arms sweep out to the side and up overhead, lifting through the heart center. Expanding through the collarbone, softening the shoulders away from the ear, and softening the face. Vira Bhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. With each breath in, really connect more fully with your expression of the posture. Expand in every direction. And let your exhalation invite space. Let go. Surrender to the posture. Now, as you inhale, straighten that right leg. And as you exhale, reach forward with your fingertips. Lengthen from seat to crown. So we're parallel with the earth now. Now release the hands either to the shin or to two blocks or to the earth for Parsvottanasana. And in this version, we will flatten out the back. So our right hip is drawing back in space. Our left hip is drawing forward. Feel yourself lengthen. Feel the back of the neck lengthen. Increase the space between your earlobes and your shoulders. continue to extend, shining out through the crown of your head. Still pressing into those four corners of the feet, really pressing in to the space behind your big toes. The ball of the foot on the inside, press into the space behind your little toe. The space in the inner heel and the space in the outer heel. We'll keep our left hand on the floor, bring the right hand to the right hip, and continue to lengthen the spine. Shift the gaze to the right and extend the right hand up toward the sky, stacking your right shoulder on top of your left, lengthening from seat to crown, Parivritta Trikonasana. Inhale, lengthening. Exhale, softening, surrendering. We'll bring that right hand back to the right hip and shift the gaze back to your big toe. Now from here, let's plant our right hand on the floor and step back to downward facing dog. We'll take another beautiful twist here by lifting our right hand up off the floor, taking a full breath in, and as you breathe out, reach across the low body, grabbing the outside edge of your right leg. We'll lengthen from seat to crown, and as you exhale, we'll twist just a little bit deeper, gazing underneath that right armpit. We've been calling this koala bear. So in those moments where this pose feels extremely difficult or where you feel like you're not doing it right, imagine a little koala bear just hanging from a eucalyptus tree. We'll inhale back to center, plant that left hand on the floor. Exhale, press back through the inner thighs. Lift up your right hand and reach across the low body as you exhale, grabbing the outside edge of the left leg, either at the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Pressing both sitting bones back in space, lengthening here, resisting that temptation to shift forward into the hands and round the back. Find yourself lengthening, elongating into the low back. Tops of the shoulders are still dropping away from the ears, and we're softening through the shoulders. Let's inhale, come back to center. Exhale, press the inner thighs back toward the wall behind you. As you inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. We'll drop the right heel to the earth and come up to stand. Virabhadrasana 1, second side. The left knee is bent, the right leg is straight and strong. You might really feel the booty, all of those muscles in your booty, your glutes, the big hamstrings really working here. Go with that. Press back into that leg. Root through the femur bones. Let your heart be light as your collarbones spread and the shoulders relax away from the ears. Allow your shoulders to surrender to gravity. Shine out through the tips of your fingers. And as you inhale, straighten your left leg. As you exhale, reach the fingertips forward toward the wall in front of you and then release them down toward your shin or the earth or two blocks, feeling the spine continue to lengthen. Your legs are still strong. The big bones in your thighs are still pressing back. We're still rooting into the feet. Hips are still square. We'll release our right hand to our block or to the earth, and we'll bring our left hand to our left hip. Elongate the spine. Gaze to the left, and then extend your left arm so that your fingertips are reaching toward the sky and your shoulders are stacked left on top of right. Breathe into the space between your shoulders, between your shoulder blades. Let go into that space. We'll bring our left hand back to the left hip and shift the gaze back to the floor. Release your left hand to the earth and step back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, lower the knees to the earth. And curl the toes under, rock your hips back, and come to a nice little squat from here. Just a nice little yoga squat. The knees can splay out to the sides. And we'll just lengthen through the spine. Draw the base of the spine down toward the earth as the crown of the head extends up. Now glue your heels down to the earth. Bring your knees together and your feet together. Keep your knees bent and your seat low. Sweep the arms around and up overhead, coming to Utkatasana. Your body is in the shape of a graphic depiction of a lightning bolt here. And feel the electricity in your legs. Let the base of your spine, the very bottom of your spine, draw down toward the earth while your heart lifts and the collarbones spread. The shoulder blades draw down as well, coming into the legs. Take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, fold forward, bringing your hands to the earth. We'll slowly lift the heels up off the floor and come back to our squat. We'll walk our hands out in front of us on the mat and bring ourselves back to table, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. And now from here, curl your toes under, straighten the legs out, come to plank, top of a push-up, press back through the heels. Full breath in here, lengthen the back of your neck, and as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the floor. We'll come to rest on our elbows. Bring your right forearm parallel with the front of your mat. Spread the fingertips wide. Now with your knees close together, begin to bend the left knee and draw your left heel towards your booty. We'll reach back with our left hand and physically begin to draw that heel toward the booty. Maybe taking hold of the ankle or the top of the foot. You can spin the hand around so that your fingertips are facing the body as opposed to facing your knee. And really draw that knee toward the foot. Now focus on lengthening from your hip to your armpit. One more breath in here. And as you exhale, softly release your foot. Let your left leg straighten out and come to rest on both elbows, shifting your weight from side to side. We'll bring our left arm so it's parallel with the front of the mat. We'll bend our right knee and reach our right hand back, drawing that right heel toward the right booty cheek. Knees are close together. You can spin the hand around so that your fingertips are pointing toward your low back as opposed to the knee if you like. Begin to lengthen from your hip to your armpit. And we'll take one more breath in here. As you exhale, release your right foot and release the foot down to earth. Again, shift your weight back into your elbows and wiggle from side to side. We'll bring our thumbs so that they're about 2 inches apart and spread the fingertips wide here. Our elbows are right below our shoulders and our forearms are parallel. We'll bend the knees so that your knees come right below the hips. Curl the toes and jackknife the hips up toward the sky. Good. Taking a full breath here. Let your head hang heavy so that the crown of the head is pointing down toward the earth and your chin is soft. As you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky. Shine out through the ball of your right foot and square the hips toward the earth. We'll just take in a few breaths here, cultivating strong length. The backs of the legs are charged as we spread the toes, engaging the ball of the foot, engaging the arch of the foot as you flex. We'll soften the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. So draw them away from the ears. Draw the shoulder blades down the back. We're plugging in. We'll take one more breath in here. And as you breathe out, release the right foot down to earth. Let's shift our hips from side to side. Now with your next breath in, sweep the left leg straight up toward the sky. Square the hips toward earth. Soften and shine. The body may begin to shake and quake here, and that is a beautiful thing. We are truly letting go of tension in the nervous system, letting go of those things that serve no real purpose. Let's take one more breath in. And as you exhale, release the left foot down to earth. Well, inhale, release the knees to the floor. And as you exhale, come to your hands. So our hands and knees. We'll take in a breath here, lengthening the spine. And as you exhale, begin to move your right knee forward, just behind your right wrist, and begin to scooch your right foot closer toward your left hand. So we're moving toward parallel right thigh or right shin with the front of the mat. Hips are square to the earth. Let's maybe curl our left toe under and lift the knee up. Take a gaze back to make sure that your left leg is moving straight back from the hips. We'll take in a full breath here. Lengthen from seat to crown. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, coming to your forearms. We're going to keep our left toe curled under. So we've got some beautiful muscle work happening in that left leg. Now, as you breathe in, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, soften and sink into the hips. As you breathe in, luxuriate in that space between your shoulder blades. And as you breathe out, soften your heart down toward the earth. We'll gently begin to walk our hands back up onto the mat, just a little bit wider than shoulder width apart. Curl that left toe under even more, and let's step back to our table position. So hands and knees, wiggle the hips from side to side. We'll take in a full breath here, lengthening from seat to crown. And as you exhale, move your left knee forward in space just behind your left hand and scooch your foot forward toward the right hand, squaring your hips toward the earth. The right hip is moving forward in space. The left hip is moving back. Again, curl the right toes under, lengthen the spine. And with your exhalation, begin to hinge forward from the hips, coming down to your forearms. We'll breathe in, and with each breath in, feel your spine growing longer. And with each breath out, soften through the heart, soften through the back of the heart, soften your heart center down toward the earth. Lengthen the back of your neck, maybe tucking the chin just a little bit, and soften. We'll press the hands into the earth and walk our upper body back up. And we'll step back to our hands and knees. This time we'll lower our seat to the floor, maybe letting the feet move to one side. And we'll come to sit on our sitting bones with our feet in front of us. The knees are bent. We're on our toes, coming in to the sitting bones, straight into the booty. Shift your weight into your seat as you lift the toes up off the floor. We'll engage our arms, extending them out in front of us so they're perpendicular to the spine and parallel to the earth. Maybe lifting the shins toward parallel with the earth, coming into Navasana. Heart is lifted, collarbones are spreading. We're engaging the Manipura chakra, that space just above the navel. We're breathing into this powerful center. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, soften the face. Lengthening with each breath in. Deepening with each breath out. You can extend your legs towards straight if that is appropriate for your body. Let your gaze settle maybe on that space where the ceiling and the wall meet. We'll bring the shins back toward parallel with the earth and then slowly release one and then the other foot down to the floor. Hug the knees into the chest, arch the back and look up. round the back, look at the belly. We'll place our hands on either side of the body and slowly roll down onto the earth. Bring the feet so that they're about hip width distance apart. Close into the bum. Connect your feet to the earth and soften the shoulders, soften the face. As you breathe in, root down through the feet and begin to lift the hips, the low back, the mid back, the upper back. Press the shoulders into the floor, but stay soft through the neck. We want to keep that natural curve of our cervical spine, our neck. Let your breath settle into the heart center. Expand into this place. And as you breathe out, soften the muscles in the backs of your legs. Soften the muscles in the booty. Really come into the fronts of the legs. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. Soften the toes back down to the floor, and we'll take one more beautiful breath in here. As you breathe out, just roll down one vertebrae at a time. For our second back bend, you can either come back to this posture we've just practiced, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or bridge pose, or if you'd like to make your way into Urdhva Dhanurasana, or upward facing bow, we can do that as well. With either posture, we'll root the feet into the earth, connect that space. And we'll begin to lift up through the hips, the low back, the mid back. If you're moving on from bridge, bring your hands so that they're up by your shoulders, just on either side of your ears, and let the fingertips point toward your shoulders. We'll press the hands into the earth, lift up and away from the earth with the shoulders. Press the hands down. Shift your gaze between the thumbs. Let your heart fly forward and then soften just a little bit through the low back. Maybe soften the glutes so you come into the fronts of the legs, so that you come into your quadriceps. Good. Let your heart shine. Truly shine in this space. Let go of what was before. Let go of what's to come. Allow yourself to dwell in what is. We'll slowly make our way back down onto the earth, taking your time, rolling down one vertebrae at a time. We'll draw the knees in toward the chest and rock from side to side. Release the left foot to the floor, but keep the knee bent. We'll interlace our fingers behind the right thigh and then begin to straighten the right leg so that the sole of that foot is engaged and pointing up toward the ceiling. You may wish to fan the toes and shine out through the ball of the foot. Now really begin to press back into the hands with that thigh. You may feel the lumbar curve just re-pronounce itself. Let its presence be known as your low back moves away from the floor. Now we'll draw that knee in toward the chest and release the right foot to the earth. Interlace your fingers behind your left thigh and extend the left foot up toward the sky. Again, press that femur bone, press the big bone in your thigh back into your hands, rooting there. Feel the space between your back and the earth in that lumbar curve. Again, we'll draw the knee toward the chest and release your left foot to the floor. Extend your arms out to T. Let's move our feet so that they're about as wide as your mat, if not wider, and take in a full breath here. As you breathe out, let your knees fall to the right, gazing left. Inhale back to center. Exhale, let the knees fall to the left. Gaze to the right. Let your in-breath guide you back to center. We'll exhale. Let the knees fall to the right. The gaze to the left. Inhale back to center. And we'll exhale the knees to the left. and the gaze to the right. Inhale back to center. We'll extend our legs out onto the earth, comfortably parted. We'll turn the palms toward the sky, bringing our arms about 3 inches from the side of the body. Allow yourself to settle into this space. Allow the eyes to close. Surrender to gravity. We've let go of all wants and needs outside of this moment, and we are able to turn into what is. Allow this space to guide you to your breath. I invite you to remain in this place as long as you like. And I thank you for sharing your practice with me, with yourself, with the world. Namaste.